We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hey, I'm Becca.
Hello, I'm Maggie.
Hey, I'm Morgan.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
Hello, I'm Hallie.
Hi, I'm Carolyn.
Hi, I'm Gwynnie. And here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Great. Well, we've been studying Moses, haven't we?
Yeah.
And we've written some new songs. And we have a song, I Am Who I Am. Why did we name it that, Carolyn?
Because when Moses asked God who he was, he said, I am who I am.
That's exactly right.
Do not worry.
Do not worry.
I am with you.
I am with you.
Raise up your staff.
Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save you, my
people. I will save you.
For I am.
I am.
Who I am. I am the Lord,
all creation,
from the light in the darkness,
the giver of life.
I am the Alpha
and
the Omega.
Raise up your staff. Raise up your staff.
Stretch out your hand.
Stretch out your hand.
Do not be troubled.
Do not be troubled.
I will save my
people. I will save you.
For I am.
I am.
Who I am.
An amazing life Moses had.
God used him to rescue the Israelites from slavery in Egypt.
God said that he would be with him.
God gave Moses miracles and plagues to get the job done.
Do you remember what the final plague was, Becca?
The death of the firstborn.
That's right. And we read about that part of the story at Easter. We learned about the Passover lamb. And after this terrible plague, Pharaoh finally agreed to let the Israelites go. We will see that God really would be with them. Let's read from the book of Exodus, chapter 13 through 14.
When Pharaoh let the people go, God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea.
The Israelites went up out of Egypt armed for battle.
Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath.
He had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place.
By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way.
And by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light.
So that they could travel by day or night.
Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people.
Then the Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites they are to encamp by the sea.
Pharaoh will think, the Israelites are wandering around the land in confusion, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart, and he will pursue them.
But I will gain glory for myself through Pharaoh and all his army.
And the Egyptians will know that I am the Lord.
So the Israelites did this.
When the king of Egypt was told that the people had fled, Pharaoh and his officials changed their minds about them and said,
"What have we done?
We have let the Israelites go and have lost their services."
So he had his chariot made ready and took his army with him.
He took 600 of the best chariots, along with all the other chariots of Egypt, with officers over all of them.
Does that sound like Moses and his people were in for a pretty big fight right there?
Yeah.
Yes. 600 of the best chariots coming after them. Can you imagine
best?
That? The best chariots.
600. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah.
The Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The Egyptians, all Pharaoh's troops, pursued the Israelites.
As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians, marching after them.
They were terrified and cried out to the Lord.
They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die?
What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt?
Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone, let us serve the Egyptians'?
It could have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert."
Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid.
Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today.
The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again.
The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still."
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me?"
"Tell the Israelites to move on.
Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry ground.
I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after them.
I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all his army, through his chariots and his horsemen.
The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen."
Then the angel of God, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them.
The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them,
coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel.
Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long.
Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea.
All that night, the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land.
The waters were divided,
and the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left.
The Egyptians pursued them, and all Pharaoh's horses and chariots and horsemen followed them into the sea.
During the last watch of the night, the Lord looked down from the pillar of fire and cloud at the Egyptian army and threw it into confusion. He made the wheels of their chariots come off so that they had difficulty driving. And the Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites. The Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may flow back over the Egyptians and their chariots and horsemen." Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and at daybreak, the sea went back to its place.
The Egyptians were fleeing toward it,
and the Lord swept them into the sea.
The water flowed back and covered the chariots and horsemen, the entire army of Pharaoh that had followed the Israelites into the sea.
Not one of them survived.
But the Israelites went through the sea on dry ground with a wall of water on their right and on their left.
That day the Lord saved Israel from the hands of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians lying dead on the shore.
And when the Israelites saw the great power the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him and in Moses, his servant.
After this amazing miracle, how do you think the people felt?
Like, just so relieved that they didn't get hurt, and just how powerful it was that God did that.
Mm-hmm. Morgan?
Excited because what they have saw, mean by the Moses part in the Red Sea and all the stuff.
Can you imagine seeing God's power like that? Maggie?
I don't know. I might be a little bit scared that, like, he put his arm out and the waters split, and then these people come chasing after you, and then all of a sudden the waters go back.
Yeah.
That would be kind of scary.
It was amazing. Yeah. Ryan?
I would feel really relieved because the Israelites were almost hurt.
Yeah, remember they said, "How can you, Moses, how can you do this? Lead us into the desert to what?
Die.
To die." They thought they were going to die. They were slaves in Egypt, but at least in Egypt they were alive. Here they thought Moses was leading them into certain death. But God, remember what God promised? What did he promise? He would always be
with them.
With them. And he certainly was, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, Moses and his sister Miriam wrote a song after this amazing experience. I guess you could say that it's the first song that was ever recorded in Scripture, in the Bible.
I will sing to the Lord,
for he is highly exalted.
The horse and its rider, he is hurled into the sea.
I will sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider, he's hurled into the sea. And I will sing to the Lord. The Lord is a warrior, the Lord is his name. The Pharaoh's army, he's hurled into the sea. He blew his breath, as he covered them all. And I will sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord.
For he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider, he's hurled into the sea. And I will sing to the Lord. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, I will praise him. And I will sing to the Lord.
Sing to the Lord.
For he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider, he's hurled into the sea. And I will sing to the Lord. In his unfailing love,
just as God was with Moses and the Israelites, God is with us every day we live.
He guides us.
He protects us.
He saved us.
He sent Jesus to teach us and forgive us.
And Jesus wants us to tell others about this good news.
Jesus said, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely, I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Let's pray. Dear Father, we praise you and we worship you, for you are faithful and you are powerful and just. You saved the Israelites long, long ago. You brought your people out of slavery. In your power, nothing is impossible. You even conquered death and darkness by sending Jesus into the world. He is our Savior. He is our friend. And we will tell others about his love. In his holy name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
And remember, God was with the Israelites.
He brought them safely out of Egypt.
He parted the Red Sea.
He destroyed their enemy.
He sent Jesus to save us from our sin.
Put your faith in him.
Trust him.
He will never leave you. See you next time.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.